Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. As Delaware ramps up for legal recreational marijuana sales, a new report finds that illegal cannabis, containing harmful contaminants and unknown synthetic cannabinoids, is being sold at high rates at gas stations and smoke shops across the first state. This week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sat down with registered nurse Laura Barrett, founder and executive director of the National Clinical Director Consortium, and Chris Lindsay, director of state advocacy and public policy at the American Trade Association for Cannabis and Hemp, to take a closer look at the report's findings and the dangers of black market marijuana.
All right, Laura, the new secret shopper report that we're talking about today has found some concerning things regarding illegal marijuana, what comprises it, and the rate of it being sold in Delaware. In most cases, these products were publicly pulled right out of jars and placed into bags without labels, mainly at smoke shops and gas stations. There's a lot to sort through here, but let's get right to it. Can you give us an idea of, you know, some of the report's key findings?
Yes. Thank you so much for wanting to have this topic, wanting to talk about this really important information for public health. So the highest level overview was 83.3% of all of the samples were not Farm Bill compliant. It's the bill that allows these products to even exist, and 83.3% of them were not even Farm Bill compliant. 23% included harmful contaminants, like that we have science behind and research behind are harmful for human consumption. 63.3% included synthetic, like converted cannabinoids that are not natural cannabinoids. And of all the 30 products, 19 of the products' labels that were analyzed, 100% of them had elevated claims on their label versus what was actually in them, whether it was about potency or cannabinoid content, or that it said they were or weren't on 0.3% or less THC. And then many of the products didn't have any kind of warning about intoxication or anything about who should consume this product. So that's the highest level overview.
For our listeners that don't really know what synthetic or unknown synthetic cannabinoids are, can you give us kind of a breakdown on what exactly those are and why they are a pretty massive health concern?
When we have a marijuana plant, of course, it includes a lot of cannabinoids. It's famously got well over 100 cannabinoids, and they all have different, or can potentially have different effects. Delta-9 THC is probably the best known of all these cannabinoids, and it's the one most closely associated with the feeling people get, that high feeling when they consume marijuana. Obviously, that molecule, that Delta-9 molecule, can come from nature. But what we've also found is that you can start with other cannabinoids in the marijuana plant or the hemp plant. They actually are the same plant. You can start with non-intoxicating cannabinoids and actually go through a laboratory process to strip parts of the molecule off and add new parts and actually get to a Delta-9 THC molecule through that process. Well, the issue that we have is that it's not natural. And in a world in which there are no standards at all at the federal level and states are starting to put standards in, there are really big questions about what happens during that process, what chemicals actually get introduced into these substances. And by the way, you're not really ever only making things like Delta-9, you're making a lot of other synthetically produced chemicals that frankly, we don't know anything about them. Like we have literally no idea what to even call them. And so when we have an unregulated system and we have synthetic THC products that are now just getting put directly into candy, sold on the internet, there are obviously big questions about the health and safety impact of this wave of products. And that's why we believe very strongly that they have to be part of a state regulated system. That's the only chance that we have right now of getting standards in place. And that's a theme that we see happening all across the US right now.
something like fentanyl wasn't found in these products specifically, but that's also been something we've seen in the news that's cropped up in recent years in terms of, illegal or street marijuana being laced with fentanyl. But, I guess that's part of the point of this report, right? If it's sold illegally like this, you don't know what you're getting. It's not regulated, as we've made clear. You're at the mercy of whoever is distributing it, right?
Well, that's right. And it's not surprising that in a situation in which we have basically no regulation related to an intoxicant that is part of the same, at least extended family of marijuana, there's a lot of underground illicit activity that suddenly can sort of get in the mix. So if I'm an illegal marijuana producer, why don't I just call myself hemp? Right. And at least now law enforcement has to figure out what I'm up to. And how hard is that when you've got a lot of this stuff happening all around the U.S.? By the way, if I wanted to distribute fentanyl, why don't I just spray it on top of hemp, call it hemp? Now I'm another challenge for law enforcement. How do you play whack-a-mole fast enough when we're in a situation in which we just have no rules?
And to Chris's point, like things like THCO, which is an Delta 8 synthetically derived cannabinoids, I work with patients. I mean, I work one-on-one with people, and I've heard story after story after story about additional health conditions that are unexplained, headaches and side effects, especially for people that are already sick, already have autoimmune disorders and issues. And then they're trying to use these products to feel better, and then they're feeling worse.
I'll say that even though Delaware isn't fully on board in terms of legalization like other states are, these findings and the relevance of the black market are in lockstep with what we're seeing in states where cannabis is legal. That is to say, illegal marijuana is still a big business. The head of enforcement for the California Department of Cannabis Control, Bill Jones, recently said that, and I quote, "The black market is still very pervasive, and it's definitely larger than the legal market," end quote. Over in New York, the legalized marijuana rollout has been a mess, which we've talked about here on The Green recently, and which I'm sure you're aware of. Retail sales there are reportedly dominated by illegal smoke shops as the state struggles to license legitimate ones. Governor Kathy Hochul has even publicly pledged to crack down on the illegal sellers. In Maine, the congressional delegation has asked the Justice Department for help in combating illegal cannabis producers who outnumber the state's licensed operators. So this is a big issue. And Delaware is not in the fully fledged legalization space that other states are. So what do you think Delaware can do to avoid those pitfalls? Or is this just a challenge that Delaware is struggling with now and will inevitably struggle with when recreational sales are fully legal?
Well, you know, states have been legalizing cannabis in various ways for some time now. You know, this actually goes back to 1996. It was really in the teens that we started to see a lot more attention going to things like how businesses operate. And it was really during that time that we saw the standards really ramp up. So once you started to get into sort of the 2015, 2016, we started to see states have very robust systems. And frankly, those have rolled out in very predictable ways. In many of them, there's not been a lot of drama. What has changed is the introduction of these new products that have appeared on store shelves in gas stations and in smoke shops and very often online that live completely outside of these regulatory systems. And suddenly now we have products that to most consumers really kind of seem like they're about the same thing. You know, you pick up a bottle of Delta 8 and you read it, and it sure sounds like somebody put it together and cared about things like labels and accuracy. But in reality, there are no rules at all about these products. You know, in the United States, we sort of expect that if we walk into a store and pick up a product that we're going to plan to ingest, that it's gone through some kind of system to approve its use. And that's not where we are when we get into the realm of hemp-derived intoxicants. Now, many states are starting to put rules in place, but at the federal level, there are no sideboards whatsoever. There's nobody setting standards for testing or even requiring testing. There's nobody looking at the labels. There's nobody doing any enforcement. And so states are really kind of now struggling to respond, and they respond across a broad spectrum. You know, in Delaware, a lot of these products are already illegal, but because they get introduced at a time when the state's changing its marijuana laws, and you got a lot of folks out there making false claims about this stuff is just magically federally legal, even though there are many red flags that different agencies have raised, that creates a real environment for confusion. And that's really where we are right now. So at a time when Delaware is putting together its regulatory framework for natural licensed cannabis, you've got this flood of products that really sort of act like they're the same, and they're not. They're made in a test tube and not grown out of the ground. And that really changes things when we start talking about regulations. So it's really a law enforcement challenge right now, and it's not unique to Delaware in any way.
Let's say you live here in a state like Delaware, you enjoy marijuana for whatever reason. You like it once in a while, you like it often, whatever. What would you recommend to those Delawareans? You know, what do you recommend they do in navigating this space as far as purchasing safe, healthful, reliable marijuana goes? Are they forced to go to other states where recreational sales are legal, like a New Jersey, like a Maryland? Should they, you know, maybe pursue a medical license? You know, what are your thoughts there?
Well, certainly medical license is probably the best. Then they don't have to leave the state. It would be part of a regulated system. And to be sure, there's a lot of attention. You know, some folks complain about how expensive it is for these companies to be involved in these systems. And the reason why they're costly is because of all the health and safety requirements that have been layered on top of this type of activity. And so if you're dealing with a person who has a health condition, they really ought to be in a regulated system because that's what they pay attention to. Apart from that, you know, it's since Colorado first legalized for adults, folks are accustomed to sometimes you got to go to another state. And that's kind of where I'm at, because again, there's no rules when you're dealing with illicitly produced products. You don't really know what's in it because there's no testing or anything else. And so for consumers, I think you got to stick with natural and stick with the licensed states until Delaware can come online.
Thanks to Laura Barrett, Executive Director of the National Clinical Director Consortium, Chris Lindsay with the American Trade Association for Cannabis and Hemp, and R. Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, we look at the decision to move some high school sports championship games away from the University of Delaware and UD's reaction to that move. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.